This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. On the agenda for the next legislative session are protections for transgender people and their parents. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Democratic Representative Brianna Titone says her bill is critical, given restrictive laws in states like Texas. She said she wants to make sure providers and parents who bring youth to Colorado for gender-affirming care won't face prosecution.
When they come out of state and they try to get the trans care that their kids need, they could go back where they live and they could be put in jail or have their kids taken away from them or both.
Titone is Colorado's first openly transgender state lawmaker. She says the bill's details are still being figured out. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A new state representative has been sworn in to replace the late Hugh McKean, and it's his longtime partner, Amy Parks, will serve out the term's final weeks. McKean died of a heart attack last month. Patients seeking abortions in Colorado have one more option. Kaiser Permanente is performing elective abortions in the state for the first time. Claire Cleveland has more.
Kaiser used to refer patients to clinics like Planned Parenthood for care. But as more patients have come to Colorado since Roe v. Wade was repealed, the wait times have skyrocketed. The wait time for a first trimester abortion at Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is 21 days. It was 12 days last year. Abortion is legal and protected in Colorado, but there are still barriers. Kaiser said in a statement, it is expanding its service to ensure, quote, access to safe, timely, and appropriate care. More than 500,000 Coloradans are insured by Kaiser. I'm Claire Cleveland with CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente is an underwriter for CPR and KRCC. RTD's R-Line light rail through Aurora reopened this morning. It was closed since a derailment in late September. RTD's investigation faulted the train driver for speeding through a sharp curve. Roads are snowy and traffic may be slower around the metro area this morning. The snow continues through much of the day, clearing overnight for a sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News.